Raise your right hand.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Do you introduce yourself, Mr.?
Yes, my name is. I'm the chief investigator with the state attorney's office in Palm Beach County.
How long have you been in that position?
I have been the chief investigator for 3 years, and I have been employed by the state attorney's office for approximately 13 years.
And what did you do before that?
I worked for the West Palm Beach Police Department from 1970 until 1993 when I started with the state attorney's office.
Okay. You have reviewed some documents regarding several witnesses in this case?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want to take you as to. Ms. was testifying about some drug use. Is in fact there a police report regarding drinking and drug use by Ms.?
There's a police incident report from Cherokee County Sheriff's Department in the state of Georgia.
Okay. And in that case, there was some boys drinking, but it never indicates she was drinking?
I believe so, yes, ma'am. Okay. She was caught with the boys and they were drinking.
Okay. Is there another, I believe it's Exhibit B, that you reviewed?
Yes, ma'am.
Did Ms. Disappear from her home that caused concern to her mother?
Yes, her mother reported her as missing to the police.
And where did her mother think she was?
She was in a known drug area, she believed.
When they finally located her, I guess a day after she took off, did she indicate that she had been drinking and doing drugs that previous night?
She had stated she had been drinking and doing drugs the night before, and she got scared and called her parents.
Okay. There are police reports from activity in Palm Beach County. I want to refer you to Exhibit C.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On March 31st of 2006, was there a police report regarding?
Yes, ma'am. She was reported as missing on that date also.
Okay. I believe it was her father who reported her missing?
That's correct.
Did you say how long she had been gone? Out the night before and then came home at 5:30 in the morning?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And how did she and her sister come home in the morning to get into the house?
They had returned and went inside the residence when the police arrived, and they were packing their clothes and they were going to move out of the residence.
Okay. Were observations made as to she and her sister's physical demeanor at the time?
There was indications that they had been doing alcohol and drugs, and I believe the father had also reported that when they were dropped off that he believed the person that dropped them off was a young drug dealer from the area.
And were they taken to school, and did they have to come pick up from school?
Yes, they were taken back to school, and then they received a police call from the school security, the police men that's assigned to the school, and asked that they come retrieve her because she appeared to be intoxicated at that time.
And there was actually a witness that testified about taking 2.5 Xanax bars?
I believe, yes, that's what it was on the 31st of March.
And Xanax is a controlled substance?
Yes, ma'am.
And it would be a felony to possess that?
Yes, ma'am. If you were caught with it, did not have a prescription or anything, you could be arrested and charged with a felony.
Okay. You've reviewed MySpace.com website?
Yes, I have looked at it.
Does she misrepresent her age on there?
I believe there were 4 different occasions. On March the 5th, she reporters her age is 18 on the same date in another.